Hello, Bee Culture readers. This is Dr. Tracy Ferrone, and I'm here to read my article for this month. And this month's article is entitled Soaping or More Soaping. In June of 2025, that episode of Bee Vet, I introduced readers into the concept of soaping. To refresh your memory, here's a review. The acronym SOAP, S-O-A-P, is used in medicine when working up and writing up a case. S stands for subjective information, O, objective information, A is for assessment, and P is for plan. The S is subjective information that provides background and contextual information, or really a short history related to the case. The O, objective information, involves all the hard facts of an exam and any clinical signs of disease or not noted during the exam. A, the assessments include possible diagnoses, causes, prognosis, and identification of biosecurity and or public health concerns. And finally, P, the plan includes treatments, actions, preventions, and perhaps future diagnostics to address the situation. This month, I will share another SOAP case study. This situation resulted in two of my three overwinter hive losses this past year, so I'm very familiar with the problem. This case is a common occurrence that many beekeepers may have experienced, but are unsure of the possible cause or causes, and it may go misdiagnosed. See if you can follow along with the SOAP presentation and go through the thought process with me. I am writing up this case study and talking to you about it today in August, but by the time you read it, it will be October, which is the perfect time to be thinking about what you should be doing now to prevent overwinter hive loss. So the case study, S. Pennsylvania, January 2025. 2 days after a prolonged cold spell with temperatures below zero and wind chills at negative 30 or more below, the winter weather has been up and down, cold 1 week, mild the next. The patient presented as a strong colony as early as a week before this cold snap is now found dead. Beekeeper routinely tests for mites during the season and uses a combination of mite treatments, including Apivar strips over the summer and OA vaporization in the fall. Mite levels have been successfully managed. Hive samples have been tested positive for deformed wing virus previously as well. The O. The hive is a dead out. All bees are dead. It's a 10 frame, one deep, two mediums. The colony placement is on the outer edge with other hives in the apiary. Within the hive, there's ample pollen stores found elsewhere in the hive outside the colony. Pink insulation is in the top hive cover, and there is an upper entrance that is open. Many clustered dead bees are found with heads buried into the cells against a plastic foundation, some dead bees on the bottom board. No brood is present. No mummies. All other hives of equivalent size and management present in the apiary appear to be alive and stable. So the A. Possible diagnosis here could include starvation, freezing, varroa mites, viruses, or a combination of such. When considering a diagnosis, it is never wrong to deem that all these factors may have played a partial role in the colony's demise. But what is most important to determine is the primary cause of death. With other similarly managed and sized hive to compare to in this apiary, this makes the primary cause of death easier to conclude. So let us consider the most likely options listed. Varroa. Now, it's a possible contributor, but it was managed by the beekeeper with a good year-over-year record for control and overwinter success. All hives in the apiary have a similar stressor. Viruses, possible contributor, but all hives in the apiary tested positive for deformed wing virus So they had a similar stressor. Starvation. Here's the tricky one. While many may jump to the conclusion that this is a classic starvation look to a hive, that may not entirely be the case. I had the privilege of speaking at the West Virginia Beekeeping Association Spring Conference this year, and amongst the speakers was Dr. David Tarpey, who presented information about hive loss diagnosis. It's always good to learn something new, even when you're supposed to be the teacher. He discussed that the assumed starving position, you know, the dead bees with the butts hanging out of the comb, may really be due to fluctuating winter temperatures that disrupt the consistent cluster formation and efficiency, which then, if followed by an extreme cold spell, bees will quickly move as deep as possible into the nearest cells for heat, not necessarily food. However, in extreme cold, they may not be able to generate enough heat, get close enough, for long enough to avoid freezing as the primary cause of death. Colonies with this condition are commonly strong prior to the cold snap and have ample stores within the hive. This case description fits two of my hive losses over winter in two different apiaries after two extreme cold spells. Interestingly, both hives were the outermost hives, the ones that were most exposed in my apiaries. So freezing after extreme weather, cold weather, is the most likely primary cause of death in this case. So the plan, the P. You can clean up the hive equipment. Additional infectious disease spread is of low concern here. All the colonies already have the same exposures. So it's okay to reuse stores, comb, and other hives. In the future, you could consider wind block or additional insulation, or perhaps closing the upper entrances during extreme cold snaps for the area. Reconsider plastic foundation use. Consider moving south. While winter doesn't kill bees alone, during extreme rare weather, it can be the deciding factor. It really does come down to the luck of farming. Some years are just better than others. But with about a 20% loss, I have to make a management decision as to what may or may not be worth adopting in the future. Simply closing the upper entrances during extreme cold snaps would be a simple management change and experiment moving forward. Thank you. I appreciate you listening to my reading of the articles and reading and your support. Have a good day.